Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, there's a story. It's a bizarre story, and it's a sad story. But it seems that after 20 years of being on the air here at Bob Inyart Live, that so many stories connect to other stories and things we've done over the years. And this is on the Drudge Report. I'll read Drudge's headline. Actually, the story comes from Fayetteville, Arkansas, station 4029. TV down there. It's a CBS Warner Brothers station, the CW network. Their headline is Homeless Man Dies After Fall in Fayetteville Home. So that raises the question, why is a homeless guy in a home? But the Drudge Report has a more interesting headline. It says this: Man breaks into house to use toilet, flees with pants down, falls downstairs, dies. So that is one bizarre story. A guy broke into a home to use the toilet. Then he was fleeing with his pants down, and he fell down the stairs and he died. Now that's one bizarre story. But what's also bizarre is I'm wondering if we might know who the guy was. Now I hope not, but it reminds me of a story we did a year ago or so where the news director at this same station, this 4029 TV, the news director, this is a big station for Arkansas. This is where Fayetteville, that's where, isn't that where Walmart headquarters is? Yeah, and so it's a wealthy part of the country. And the news director went to a rest stop on a highway. The news director, not a reporter, not an anchor, the news director went to a rest stop on a highway where truckers come and go. And he literally exposed himself to people performing a sex act. And so a trucker who saw him called the police to report it and also called us here at Bob Inyart Live, and we worked with the guy. We worked with this trucker. His name was Robbie from Arkansas, and we got the news director fired. That was after contacting not only the newsroom there, but the corporation that owns that station, the Hearst Corporation out of New York City, owns that station and quite a few others. You know what? Could we try to get Robbie on the line? If you guys could try calling Robbie, would we still have his contact info? All right, the trucker from Arkansas. All right, try to get him on the line, because it was interesting that they ended up firing this news director. And I doubt that he's homeless today, or that he's the guy who broke into a home to use the toilet and then was fleeing with his pants down. I mean, that part of the story is what sort of connects it to his life when he was a homosexual news director, sort of connects there. Of course, I have no idea, but maybe Robbie would know. You know what? I'm asking my producer, could you look it up and see if it's the same guy? I doubt it. And then the Hearst Corporation, since then, I got to interview Victoria Hearst, who is the granddaughter. She's a Hearst heiress. She's the granddaughter of William Randolph Hearst. And she, if you recall, she was calling for that White House reporter, part of the White House press corps for decades, Helen Thomas. She was calling for Helen Thomas to be fired by the Hearst Corporation, because remember what she said? It was very racist against the Jews. She said that the Jews should get the blank out of Palestine and go back to Germany and Poland. Remember that? I remember that. And I really remember it, since I've read a book written by a dear friend, Martin Small, who survived the Holocaust after his whole family was killed in their village, their shtetl, in Poland. And his whole family, I mean about 70 people, many of them buried alive and gunned down, and how the Poles killed them. The Germans marched into town without a shot fired. The Poles met them like they were heroes, and they said, we want you to kill all the Jews in town. And the Poles gleefully got together and killed the people they had worked with, gone to school with, were neighbors with for decades, that they grew up with. And in fact, the chief of police had married a Jewish woman 10 years earlier, and they had a child. And he walked his wife and their son into the town square and shot his wife right in the head and shot their child. And that was the beginning of the slaughter of all the Jews in Martin's village, and he escaped. And what a story. He eventually ended up in Mauthausen concentration camp in Austria. And so when Helen Thomas says the Jews should get the blank out of Palestine and go back home to Germany and Poland, I used to give Poland a little bit of a benefit of the doubt, but not since reading Martin's book, I don't. It's called Remember Us. Very powerful. He passed away Christmas time, a year and a half ago. All right, now we'll take calls. A light news day for us here at Bob and Yurt Live. A lot of things going on behind the scenes, especially with the explosion of personhood around the country. But I'll give out our number, 800-8-N-YURT, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, you found, good, you found Robbie's number? All right, good. Try to get him on, 1-800-836-9278. So this story is just, it's a quirk, it's peculiar how these stories connect, you know? Man breaks into house to use toilet, flees with pants down, falls downstairs, and dies. And this from Fayetteville's 4029 TV, where their news director was in public with his pants down. And he actually did worse than fall down and die. He did worse. And so, all right, hey, we got a call. Okay, from Texas. We're looking for... All right, we're looking for Arkansas, but we'll take Texas. Dirk, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Great, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. This is actually my second time calling. I called 4 years ago, back in 2007, for a question from you, and you had some great advice back then, too.
Well, praise God. I hope it can be likewise, and what an honor to have you call back, Dirk. You listen from Texas?
Yeah, I listen on the internet, and I also podcast you every day.
All right. So what's up, Dirk?
I wanted to shed a little bit of light on the don't ask, don't tell policy, how it's changed throughout the times.
Oh, yeah.
I graduated from the Air Force Academy back in 1990, and I remember my first year back in 86, two guys, roommates, were found to be gay, and back then we called them sundowners.
Sundowners? What did that mean?
Typically when someone gets kicked out or they're quitting or something like that, it takes a couple months, 1 or 2 months, to do the out processing.
All right, so if somebody's flunking out or breaking the rules or whatever.
Right, it takes a couple months. They put them in a separate squadron, and it's 30 to 60 days, if not more, before they finally are completely out processed.
Yeah.
But when you're gay, at least back in 1986, there was no 1 or 2 months long process. They were out by sundown.
They were sundowners. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're not kidding how times have changed,
yeah.
Dirk. Today, if somebody is explaining how homosexuality is perverse and will destroy the people who embrace it and promote it, maybe that person would be out by sundown.
Yeah.
Today, it'd be the Christian who's out, not the homosexual. Dirk, did you see just a few days ago that the Navy ordered their chaplains to start performing homosexual weddings? Did you see that?
I did not. I heard something from Doug McBurney on his show. I listened to his, too, and he said something about how they could preach on it, but then they couldn't actually believe it afterwards when they exit chapel.
Yeah. Doug has a great show, and it's at theweeklyworldview.com. And in fact, if somebody's driving and they want to remember, just go to kgov.com, the right-hand column, scroll down, and you'll see Doug McBurney's show and the link to his show. So Doug's a frequent co-host here at Bob and Yurt Live, and he's as funny as they come and has tremendous wisdom and courage. And he's a Marine.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I don't know if they call them sundowners in the Marines, but at the Air Force Academy, we call them sundowners. They even renamed the squadron after those two guys. They called it Loose Deuce after that.
Oh, brother. And, hey, Dirk, So now, apparently, the Navy has rescinded that order because they said that their chaplains should perform homosexual weddings in the chapels. And now they've apparently rescinded that. But we are losing this battle in such a horrendous way. And Christians, I think it's easy for any group of humans to trick themselves into thinking that they're winning. But when you have all over the country, our conservative Christian politicians are scared to death to say anything negative about homosexuality. Scared to death. It's almost as though homosexuals have a noose around the neck of the entire Christian community. And they're as intolerant as they come.
This is how it changed, though. You know, in the 90s, they got the brand new policy of don't ask, don't tell. And it was about 5 years later, this was rumor, I couldn't confirm it, but rumor was that actually more gay people were kicked out of the military under don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, than previously.
Than what the previous policy was.
Well, the previous policy was don't look, don't smell. And then they changed it to don't ask, don't tell.
Right. But, so how do you think more people got kicked out under that policy?
Well, it's, you know, when you've crossed the line into irrationality, where male and female doesn't matter any longer, you could expect that things will backfire with the law of unintended consequences. Back then, the Christians were against don't ask, don't tell. Fast forward 15 years or so into the future, and the Pentagon and many in Congress and the White House wanted to repeal don't ask, don't tell. And now it's the Christians trying to keep it in force because they're afraid that things will get even worse. And in reality, homosexuality has destroyed hundreds of thousands of Americans in the recent past and millions around the world, millions. And so we need to reintroduce the stigmatization of homosexuality, unless you don't care that it destroys millions of people. If you do care about your neighbor, you want to reintroduce the stigmatizing of homosexuality and save people out of that lifestyle. Well, Dirk, anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on that of how could more people get kicked out under that new policy? Well, I became the exec officer at the Reserve Personnel Center for the commander.
Yeah.
And once a month, I'd get a package of about 4 to 6 people. What it was people who wanted to go into the military and have the military pay for their medical school. And right at 3 to 3.5 years, they would get this epiphany that they were gay. And they just had to come out, and they were the most honest people. And you're going to see these paragraphs that I had to read in these packages about, you know, how it troubled them, and they finally had to come out and tell.
Right.
They still want to serve.
Right.
Of course, once you tell, you can't serve. So that was their way of trying to of getting out of their commitment and have the military pay for their college.
Pay for their college, yeah. Wow, what a good right. People will manipulate whatever the system is, and so when the system is immoral, you know, you better get in a bunker because it's going to hit and hit hard. All right, Dirk, very good insight. Anything else?
That's it. That's all I got. I just wanted to.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you calling. God bless you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
All right. You guys got the trucker on, the truck driver? All right. And so let's go to Arkansas. Robbie, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, Robbie. The story, I think my producer told you, we opened the show talking about sort of reminiscing about when we got the news director fired at 4029 there in Fayetteville.
Correct. Correct. And then I believe you were talking about the news story of the guy that 4029 was reporting. And
that's right. Yeah, this story, from the Drudge Report today and yesterday, right?
Right. Well, you know what they say, when you got to go, it's your time to go.
Robbie, you're too much. I remember how, you know, you're funny. Yeah, when you got to go, you got to go. And the news director, now my producer has since said no, the homeless guy who got killed fleeing with his pants down is not the same person as the news director that that we worked together to get fired from that station.
Well, I guess I'm glad to. If I'm glad to hear that, I guess.
It's story, no matter how you come down on that issue, somebody died, and it's a tragedy.
Correct.
So it's hard to say. It's hard to say I'm glad it was this guy, not that guy, or vice versa.
But
it's sort of bizarre, the connection. You know, they're both exposing themselves where they shouldn't be.
It's very bizarre, and even more bizarre. I'm coming through the area right now, and so I'm coming through the eye of the storm, the heart of the storm, or whatever you call it. But if he would have been south of Fayetteville in Greenland, Arkansas, he wouldn't have had to run because the prosecutor would have been very light on him.
What a great point. So when you say you're going through the eye of the storm, do you mean you're driving a truck and you're right near where the news director committed his crime?
Correct. I just passed the scene of the crime about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
So it's very interesting. And that was in Greenland, Arkansas, which is just right south of Fayetteville. And what's interesting is the mayor of Greenland ran as the Green Party candidate for governor of Arkansas. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
They basically wanted to sweep the whole thing under the rug.
And they were aggravated at me because for taking it public, and they were very frustrated. And the prosecutor actually sounded a bit perturbed that a bunch of people were calling and wanting to know what was going on.
Well, right, because some guy commits a sex act in public, and by in public, were there other people around?
It's a full parking lot, and children in and out of the because it's not just a truck stop; it's a I would call it a travel plat. It's half a truck stop and half a gas station.
Yeah.
And so there's a little McDonald's in there. So there's children in and out.
And here's a guy in the parking lot performing a sex act. And not only the local prosecutor, and this is of the main TV station in that part of the state, not only the prosecutor, but all the media, they all wanted to cover it up as though it didn't happen. They did, right?
Right. The mainstream media, even the right wing talk show local guys didn't want anything to do with it.
Right.
And I thought it was, and I tried to get in touch with them and get them to told them the story, and they didn't want anything to do with it. So
right,
it's very bizarre.
Well, we just talked with Dirk from Texas right before you came on the show, and we talked about that the homosexual community has a noose around the neck of the rest of society, including especially Christians, who know that homosexuality is destructive and it'll destroy people. So,
correct. Like, for instance, there's the homosexual boycott of Chick-fil-A. And I think as a Christian, I want to support that boycott that the homosexuals are doing of Chick-fil-A because my wife and two children, they go in there, eat a couple times a week, and play. And I hope they continue to boycott Chick-fil-A because I don't want them exposed to any NAMBLA people.
Wow.
And as my young son is playing. So
what a great point.
The Christian community, we need to get behind this boycott, the homosexual boycott of Chick-fil-A, because we need at least one place of refuge.
Well, hey, Robbie, there's a historic precedent for that. When Colorado passed Amendment 2, it passed statewide, designed to stop the homosexual agenda and its momentum. It passed, and Dr. James Dobson has a favorite judge who worked to overturn our Amendment 2, and that's tragic. It's the U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, which is so bizarre because Dr. Dobson at Focus on the Family lobbied for him to become our Chief Justice shortly after John Roberts overturned the law designed to protect Colorado families and children, Amendment 2, which Focus on the Family had promoted heavily. So what a weird world we live in. But what happened was the homosexuals boycotted Colorado, and we were on the air inviting families from around the country to come to the only state where there were ski resorts that you could rest, that your child would not be accosted by homosexuals in the parking lot or up in the mountain house. And our economy, Robbie, soared at a very difficult time in the 90s when the economy was bad. Our economy in Colorado led the nation during the homosexual boycott. It was really bizarre.
Right, and, that's what we need to do. And we need to not be ashamed. It's like my family, we were standing in line at a store the other day, and there was a drag queen in there, a man cross-dressing. And my daughter, she's 4 years old, she says, "Daddy, why is that man wearing a dress?" And he's clearly in front of us, and he's very flamboyant, and he's glad that she notices he's wearing a dress.
Yeah.
And I say, "Jordan, he's wearing a dress because God has given him over to a depraved mind." And I said, "He's confused. And we need to just pray for him." And it's almost as though I were the crazy one in line, but we need to, we need to not be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed of the gospel.
Bring back the stigma.
Yeah, bring back the stigma, and don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said that God made us male and female. And that is
correct.
A threat to the liberal worldview and to the godless worldview and the perversion that's taking over our society. But something as simple as God made us male and female is a threat to the homosexual agenda. So, Robbie, last thing, my call screener said that you came up with a rhyme or something that's not really directly related. What rhyme?
Well, I was listening to a right-wing guy, and he had a public school kid on, and they were complaining about the children were learning in the public schools rhymes about Earth on Earth Day, on Mother Nature.
Oh.
So we have homeschool children, so I thought we could teach our homeschool children a new rhyme.
All right. About Earth Day?
Correct.
All right.
And the new rhyme would be this. If nature is your mother, is what you believe, there's something then that you should know. Every time nature calls me, I flush your mother down the toilet bowl. And so that would be, and I think that kind of ties in well with the last story.
It kind of ties in with the guy who broke into the house to use the toilet, flees with his pants down, falls downstairs and dies.
Right.
So
his mother called him. His mother nature called him.
All right.
And so he was just talking to mom, and there he goes.
All right. So I flush your mother down the bowl. All right.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Thank you.
And Bob, real quick, and this brings a whole new paradigm to the Calvinist realm, and that is, when you got to go, it's your time to go.
When you got to go, you got to go. And we can link to this story for the rest of our lives.
And when it's your time to go, it's your time to go, is what the Calvinists say. So they're probably living in fear. When you got to go, it's your time to go.
When you got to go, it's your time to go. Thank you, Robbie. God bless you. Drive safely. Appreciate you. Well, we're back in Texas. Dirk, you're back on. Welcome back. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Dirk here again.
Yeah.
Hey, I always got to talking about my one story, but I wanted to remind your listeners that all the products that you have, those are by far the best products I have ever had. I've purchased your entire library.
Oh, my.
And it has just increased my biblical knowledge beyond belief.
Wow.
And I told you that was a second-time caller. My first call was when my wife's OBGYN had suggested using an IUD between kids. And it was your materials, the teaching that I've learned from you of what's right and wrong.
Wow. What a thrill to hear that, Dirk, because the IUD is an abortifacient. It kills the babies who are conceived in the mom, and it makes her womb a hostile place, so the babies are killed. So a lot of moms are going to meet their children, you know, on Judgment Day. We're going to meet the people that we killed recklessly. It's going to be a devastating time, but in God there is forgiveness and hope.
That's right, and everything that the doctor was telling her was that it prevents you from getting pregnant. And
yeah, they lie. They
redefine
right. They redefine pregnancy to implantation. When the baby lets mom know that the baby's there long before implantation, the baby's coming down the fallopian tube, and the baby's first cry to mom is, "I'm here, mom. I'm hungry. Please get ready to feed me." And that's why the EPT test, early pregnancy test, works so early. They don't have to wait till implantation. Well, Dirk, thanks for mentioning the library. It's we have over $3,000 worth of materials at Bob and Yurt Live, and we provide everything. It comes in two big boxes for $1,500, about 50% off.
Well, so, let me tell you, I put you on iPod and I go for a
all
jog.
All right. And you know what's wild, Dirk? We sell about two libraries a year. Well, we've just sold two libraries in the last 7 days. And then Joe from Denver calls in and he orders the video library, which is $500. And we also have a Bible study album. So anyway, hey, I got to go, Dirk, but thank you so much. And thanks for the plug for the library.
Sure.
God bless you. Appreciate that. Last call in Georgia. Boy, all around the country today. Georgia, Joe, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Great, sir. What's up?
Thanks for having me on the air. I just wanted to call in and offer you and your local audience there some encouragement and just to say that, you know, that your ministry goes well beyond your 30 minutes on the air in Denver and well beyond your borders. I've been listening and podcasting and subscribing to your materials for several years now.
Wow.
And it's for years, it's had a big impact on my Christian
life. I'm going to give you a half hour to cut that out, Joe.
All right.
That's really kind of you. I appreciate that. What do you subscribe to?
I get the video a month.
A topical video.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, that allowed me to share things like the Mountain of Fire with some unbelieving family members.
Yeah. In fact, we have Mount St. Helens, Mountain of Fire, and Mount Moriah, the three mountains. In fact, somebody could call and get all three. And it's just so fascinating to study the Bible and the world around us and to be able to give an answer to those who ask about the hope that is within us.
Absolutely. I just want to encourage your local listeners to continue to support you.
All right. Hey, Joe, thank you very much. Wow. Three great callers. Thanks so much. And today, a baby was saved at the abortion mill in Denver, Colorado, thanks to Joe Scott and crew. God bless you guys. Amen.